Hello, everyone. Amazing morning, as always, just spending time together, worshiping the Lord. And it's great to see you all. Thank you for staying. And I'm sure this will be entertaining because we're going to have a bit of a gossip session this morning. So today's seminar, you know, will be about behaviors, vices, and we're going to touch on the gossip issue. You know, these subtle sins or vices that we're all sort of have to deal with on a daily basis sometimes, and they affect our well-being, our, you know, relationship with the Lord. And it's really important from time to time to remember the Word of God and what God has to say about these things. So as you know, gossip is a destructive behavior in society, among friends and family. You know, as you've seen even in the book of Esther, lots of gossip there going around, trying to put a break to God's plan in people's lives at that time. And I would say it's a perfect subject. And I know Ben is away, so it's good. You know, a bit of gossip about Ben I'm going to have to start with. just to say, you know, gossip, that's essentially what it is, to say something about someone that is not present. So as an introduction, I'm going to start by saying we had a lovely night in January hosted by John and Sarah for the men of the church. Really good night there. And, of course we said that what happened there stays there, but I'm just going to share a bit. So just want to say a few things. So these meetings for me are kind of illuminating in terms of English language, improving my vocabulary, and good sessions, actually, better than school. You know, that evening I found out that it was a night of, you know, a bangers night. And I thought sausages and bangers night. And I thought, bangers? What bangers means? And obviously Ben told me that the word is also used for older cars. So then I said, so my car is a banger then. So it was an older car then. And also I've invented a word that night. So we all heard about wormhole-globing, haven't we? So that was another sort of funny moment. And also someone said, I was gobsmacked. So that's another word that I'll leave it with you to find out what it means. So we could have said amazed, isn't it? So easy job. So that was a good night for me, so I'm glad I just spell it out. I'm relieved now. It was a terrible night. But let's crack on with the more serious stuff that we have to deal with now. And, you know, life is life. And on a sad note, just a week after that event, I sadly found out that my grandmother passed away, such a lovely woman who inspired us, myself and my sister. She was in her 90s, so I had to travel back to sort of attend the funeral, being close to my family, and thank you very much for your prayers. But those two events reminded me what life is all about here on earth. And as the Ecclesiastes says in chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, it says there, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance." And then Solomon, the author of the book, says, "God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end." So these are amazing words, isn't it, from God, that God sets eternity in our hearts. What a wonderful statement. But before we're getting there, before we're getting to meet our Lord and Savior, obviously we have to go through this life, a gift from God, and there are obstacles on the way. There could be external obstacles like persecutions in some areas, but there could also be internal obstacles like, you know, our behaviors, our mind, and the sins around us, like gossip with its twin slander. So gossip, as we know, have dangerous effects in people's lives, as we've seen recently in the news, even, you know, TV celebrities, they've, you know, took terrible decisions, we heard in the news recently, and that was just because of too much gossip, too much evil stuff going around. So we can see this is an issue that really affects society and people around us. And actually, some of the news, as we know, are not news anymore. It's just gossip. And God knows that these vices, this behavior, is not good for us. So when I looked at this subject in the scripture, I was amazed to see how many times God has to tell us and give us advice about this issue of gossip. And, you know, even at the workplace, sometimes when you change your workplace and you arrive to a new place, sometimes, very often, it's someone that, you know, we will tell you everything about everyone in your first day. Yeah, so that's your induction package. There you go. You know everything now about everyone. You're ready to start working. But we should know that, you know, the same person at some point will tell same things about you later on. So that's life. One scripture to start with, and then we can think a bit of what gossip is, and which we can try and define gossip. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9 and 13, it says there, "With their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret." So we see from there, what is gossip? And a Greek explanation of this term used in the scripture is a derogatory information about someone that you have that is shared with others in a tone of confidentiality that is not motivated by doing good to them. The Greek word for gossip literally in English means whisperer, a person who whispers behind your back with the intention of hurting you. Gossip does have an ugly twin, as we said earlier, slander. So number one is a negative spirit, you know, that is more hurting than helping. It's not helpful, loving, or kind. And another thing is that it's an excessive interest in the affairs that belong to others. It's just not our business. So now if we can start with an exercise, I have four scriptures, actually seven verses from the scripture. So seven tables, if we can stay around seven tables, please, that would be great. There are two questions here. We have about 5 minutes to discuss around the table this issue of gossip and come up with our ideas. So let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think that's about right. If you want to join another table, just spread this around. There you go. Just 5 minutes if you want to look at the scripture and then answer those two questions. And I'll come around with a microphone. Oh, you've got one there. Thank you. Are we there yet? Ready to share? So which table? Thank you. Thank you. If any table wants to start and share their thoughts, I have a mic here. So just raise your hands. Anyone? There. Thank you. There you go. So you can read the scripture, please, and then if you can answer the questions.
Proverbs 16, verse 8 and 17, verse 9. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. Whoever covers an offensive seeks love, but he who spreads a matter separates close friends.
Amen.
The first question is, how do we feel we find out that gossip is spread about us? I don't know about anybody else, but I said I just say tough. I know the truth. Hard luck to them.
The truth will prevail, right?
Another one we said, gossip's a bit like Chinese whispers because it might start off the truth, but as it goes round, it all changes.
That's it. Yeah.
Anything else?
Distorted.
No, that's it.
Thank you. Our
end of the lesson.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful. Anyone else here at this table? There you go.
We had James 4:11 says, "Do not speak evil against another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law." Mm-hmm. So this was our first question. How do you feel if you find out that gossip is spread about us? We'd put angry and embarrassed, let down, manipulated. You'd feel like you wanted to set the record straight.
Yep.
put it into context, betrayed. And our question two is, how can you know when a story about someone crosses the line into sinful gossip? So we said when it hurts them, if it's out of character, the way it's spoken or the way it's passed on.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, really insightful stuff. Yeah.
And would you say it to that person's face? How would you feel if someone did the same to you?
Thank you very much. Again, useful stuff there. Let's go around. Thank you.
We seem to have had exactly the same one, or the question.
The questions are the same.
Okay. We just put it breaks trust in its ultimate form. It can destroy people.
Can we also read the scriptures? Sorry, the scriptures are different.
The scriptures. Yep. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
Perfect, yeah.
So we said we can't control the consequences. Can make us feel angry, sad, confused. Brian said that if we heard it, maybe we could try and put it right. So that is a positive thing. And then a Shakespeare thing came into my head, just what a tangled web we weave, you know, because we don't know. We start something off, but we don't know the consequences.
Yep, that's right.
And question two, how do you know when a story about someone crosses the line into sinful gossip? And that really is the intent. What is your intention? And so it's the context, not the content. It's
exactly,
What's your purpose? You know, talking perhaps to a friend and saying, oh, a friend's struggling with something. Yep. How can we help them?
Like a need for prayer. And
yes, absolutely. And pray for a way to help them.
Yeah.
That's very different. But you've got to really trust that person. Because if you're talking to somebody, they might take it off on a different tangent. So it's really complicated.
Interesting and very helpful. Thank you very much. Well done. Good, good, good. So good sermon this morning, apparently. Just need to wrap it up and leave. Thank you. Anyone at this table?
The quotations are from Leviticus 19, verse 16. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. And Proverbs 26:20. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down.
Wow. Yeah. Very beautifully said, I think.
And I think as far as the questions are concerned, we probably duplicated what everybody's already said. So we came up with betrayed, angry, hurt, vengeful. And
especially if it's from a closest friend, I think.
Yeah.
Those feelings, isn't it? Yeah.
And then the second question, how can you know when a story about someone crosses the line into sinful gossip? If it breaks a confidence, it's negative and destructive. Sorry. Gosh, I couldn't hear anything. And a query with regard to the motivation concerning the sharing of that information. Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Right. This table here. There you go, my brother. Or there? No, it's fine.
Our verse was Proverbs 10, verses 18 to 19. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongue. How do we feel if we find out that gossip is spread about us? As Lucas said, stabbed in the back.
Oh.
Heartbreaking. Yes, I said.
Very visual look at that one.
Okay. When we're sworn to secrecy, so don't tell anyone this, but...
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also remembered yesterday a minister resigned at the top of government due to scandalous, manipulative gossip with a cabinet member.
Yeah,
bullying
that's another example, isn't it? Thank you very much. Yeah.
There's a scripture here I'd like to read. It's found in James 3. Verses 5.
That was my chapter later, my brother, but that's fine. Carry on then.
Okay. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
That's it, yeah. So we can see who inspires actually gossip and who's behind it, isn't it? The evil one. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Right, and last but not least, as we say, who is the speaker here? There you go.
Okay, so again, this is Proverbs 11, verse 9 and verses 13, I think.
Yep.
With their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Mm. And so how do we feel if we find out that gossip is spread about us? So we would feel uncomfortable, upset, powerless, yep, and betrayed. And how can you know when a story about someone crosses the line into sinful gossip? So if it's not supported by two or three witnesses, what's your heart motive? So people have said that. And just feeling uncomfortable about it. I think, yeah, there is that within us that would make it, yeah, just not feel, yeah, comfortable and tell us, you know, listening to our inner spirit.
Mm, thank you very much, everyone. Let's have a round of applause. I think very useful thoughts for everyone, as I said. Just a few more other thoughts about this subject. But really, really interesting thoughts. Indeed, as we've seen, the common word was betrayed, yeah, uncomfortable, sad, unhappy about it, isn't it? And there's also a joke, not sure if you heard it before. It says like four priests, like four ministers, they're coming together for a good sort of friendship moment. And they said, you know, people are coming to us and confessing their sins or their struggles. Let's have between ourselves sessions, and I'll start first, said one of them. Look, sometimes I do like to sneak out from, you know, church and go to cinema when it's a good movie, so that's sort of my bad behavior. The second one said, oh, okay, yeah, you know, well, sometimes I, you know, as and when I light up a cigarette and just go out and about, but really, yeah, I'm sorry for that. And the third one says, okay, guys, you know, sometimes I do like playing cards, you know, but not very often, but it is what it is. And the third one actually went quiet, and all others said, come on now, it's your turn. Oh, so I don't really, come on now, we all said something, you have to say something. And I said, all right, guys, well, mine is gossiping, so I can't wait to get out of here, really. So, you know, sometimes matters affects us personally, as we've seen. But what amazing gift is the communication, isn't it, from all the creation. People, humans, are able to communicate, to write beautiful poems, beautiful stories. So with this gift of God, let's think of ourselves today to use it for better, to use it for blessing others. And as you already said, let's look at a few characteristics of gossip. So what would spread faster among a group of people? Someone's success or a gossip? What do you think? A gossip, isn't it? You know, if viruses will spread like gossip, someone said, we will all be in quarantine all day. So gossip is quickly told, quickly heard, and quickly spread, unfortunately. You know, and worst of all, gossip is quickly believed, although we don't spend time to find out if what we hear is true. And it's very easy nowadays. You know, you don't even have to be face-to-face with the person you're gossiping with. You know, you have Facebook now, Messenger, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know. So sometimes our fingers are at work in that area as well. So we need to understand gossip is not just verbally, but sometimes the things we're writing. And, you know, you can see maybe some people are touching their phones now, but we can do at home to clean our messages. But it's also very easy to do. You know, it doesn't cost us money. And the worst thing is once we said something bad about someone, we can never take it back. And there is a little story about a young man. He went to his grandfather, who was a spiritual man, wise man. And, you know, the grandson said, why is it so important? You keep telling me about be careful how I'm talking about people and be careful of my words. And the grandfather took a bag of feathers that he collected from a farm and said, look, take this bag of feathers, go out on this bridge and just spread them around, threw them in the air, in the wind. And the boy did that. And then the grandfather said, now go and collect all the feathers back in the bag. And he said, well, that's impossible to do. And his grandfather said, that's exactly what happens with our words. Once we save them, we will never be able to take them back. And as you shared this morning, sometimes it's that shame, isn't it? It's that uncomfortable feeling when people are gossiping. So those are a few characteristics of gossip. Let's have a look very quickly of causes of gossip. What causes people to gossip? And in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8, it says, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. Morsels? Cookies, let's be more clear. So the words of a gossip are like choice cookies. They go down to the inmost parts. So initially, in human nature, we feel a bit of a pleasure, you know, to talk about others. And that's because in our nature, we would like to see ourselves in a better position compared to others. It's always that comparison that's within us. And, you know, at the beginning, maybe it may be a pleasure to talk about stuff with our friends. But in the end, as we've seen, it doesn't do good to us. Another cause may be envy. You know, we feel envy about someone's success and we are tempted to cut a bit from that success and come up with excuses, right? So even here, sometimes we play table tennis, right? And when someone's winning, we come up with, oh, yeah, he won, but, you know, he had a professional bat and, you know, yeah, he got a job. He was held by a professional company and, you know, agency. So we try to cut from people's success sometimes, bringing those excuses. So it may be envy. It may be lack of activity, as we see in some other verses in the scripture. So we have to keep ourselves occupied with God's work, with good stuff. It may be pride as well, because pride, you know, gossip, they go hand in hand. It may be revenge, isn't it? So if we hear that someone says something bad about us, what we do sometimes, oh yeah, did he say that? Did she say that? Grab a pen and paper. I'm going to tell you something now. I have a lot to tell you. So it could be that revenge feeling that we have sometimes from us being angry of what we heard. So those are a few causes that we can watch in our life and understand a bit better the reasons behind this vice. Now let's look very briefly at effects of gossip. You already mentioned very well. So gossip is one of the most powerful tools to break relationships, isn't it? Between people, nations, and even churches. You know, rumors about different group of peoples we hear about all the time. Facebook, fake news, and that sort of rumors about people and you know, nations. And gossip is incredibly destructive. Yeah, the truth is changed, as you said. Sometimes people are exaggerating what has been said, you know, is distorted and so on. So disclosing someone's private life when someone tells us something private, that should stay private. And it's our responsibility to keep it that way. So gossip is something really hurtful, damaging someone's reputation. And once a lie told about someone, it's very difficult to repair what has been said. And, you know, you already mentioned our personal life is affected. We feel unhappy. We feel stressed. We feel shame. You know, it contaminates our thoughts about someone with information that, you know, could affect our relationship with God. So devastating effects in people's life. It brings anxiety and stress. You know, and we can say something about someone that may be true, but the context, as you mentioned, the context we're saying, it's not the right way to bring about, and it's not our business many times. So we tolerate gossip because, you know, we've been all guilty about it at some point in our lives. And it's easy to condemn people for sins that we're not doing, isn't it? It's very easy to spot in others' people's life things that we're not doing personally. Say, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. But things that we all sort of struggle with or tempted with, they are easy to, you know, take, to forget about them and no bother. So summarizing this morning, gossip is when sharing information which damages another person's reputation with those who have no need to know. So knowing these things, knowing these issues, what can we do in the last session of this morning? What can we do to resist temptation of gossip in my own life? And also, what can we do when we're hearing gossip or when we are subject to gossip? So the Bible is full of advice for us, and God is interested in our lives, about our way of living. So the Bible, the scripture has lots and lots of good advice for us in terms of our spiritual life, our personal life, more than it deals with creation and the universe, because as we know, this earth will eventually go on, will end. But our life with Lord, as we heard, he put eternity in our hearts. So that's why God, our Father, is so interested in the way we're living our daily lives, the relationships we have with our spouse, wife, husband, children, family relationships, neighbors, friends, brothers and sisters in church. It's so important to understand these things and be strong about them and to have a lovely and wonderful life together. Not everything is gossip, as we already mentioned at that table. Indeed, there are issues, around. And I can say one example very quickly from my life. When a young person, when I was a youth leader, a young person was struggling with few things about, you know, relationships and stuff. And he was telling me that he's thinking about his life and that he wants to end his life. So I took action then, and I spoke with good people back then, and I'm proud I did, because everything was sorted, everything was solved. Thank the Lord, that young man is well now, has family, children, and we sometimes remind ourselves about that moment. So sometimes in life, if our intentions are to build up the other person, is start to bring prayer, is to bring and build that person in the Lord, we have to discuss with trustworthy people and to pray and think how we can help each other. So it's about our heart. It's about our mind. What are the reasons when we are bringing about matters in other people's lives? But how we can resist the temptation? It says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the Japanese have a proverb as well. It says that though the tongue is only 3 inches long, it can slay a man 6 feet high. So the passage from James that Shelton shared, it talks about the evil behind gossip. And an old saying goes and says, a gossiper is the devil's postman. Yeah. So when someone sometimes tells you something, they will know you will tell someone else that they can't reach that person. So actually sometimes when people are spreading the gossip, are doing the evil's work and not God's work. So what we can do then is to resist that temptation. Let's think positive when we hear things about people. Let's think of positive things in their lives. Let's refuse to listen sometimes, right? Sometimes it's just good to just not be there. Even initially, maybe you'll not be well received in an entourage. But at the end of it, what I've seen from people's life and my life, people will start to respect you more. They will start to have confidence in us more. And sometimes it's good don't ask further questions, isn't it? Because, oh yeah, and what else? And what they did? So stop asking questions. Maybe it's a good way of going over. And also looking at how we can use our relationships to build people up in Christ. And that's a fantastic decision that we can make today. Let's use our words. Let's use our relationships, our people around us to build them in Christ. And in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20, 21, it says, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of sense. So it's so wonderful here. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Let's think this morning, how is, you know, our tongue? How are our words? Together, to think of a better life, a better way of living. On a website, I found the THINK principle, T-H-I-N-K, that can be used when we are in conversation with people. And this principle says think, T is from true. Is it true what we're discussing? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspirational? N, is it necessary? Do we have to? And K, is it kind? So principle, think. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspirational? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And if you pass that test, maybe we are in a good company and we can help each other and pray for each other. And few other more verses before we close this session, because the Bible, as I say, it's full of wonderful, wonderful passages. But in Ephesians chapter 4:29, it says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Let's make a deal with ourselves today and say, if we don't have something good to say at some point, we better not say it. And let's make a deal with ourselves today and say, let's use our language to bring grace to people around us. And in Psalm 141, it says so beautiful, just a little prayer that we can memorize. It says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. So when we're tempted, remember this verse, Psalm 141, verse 3, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. What a beautiful and little prayer for us. And I will end up saying that Jesus was actually subject to so much gossip in his earthly life. And what was his reaction? Do you remember his words on the cross for people that were putting him on the cross, were talking lies about his life, were accusing him of the things that he never did? What did Jesus said? Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Let's have the same prayer for people that may harm us. Let's have the same attitude for people that maybe at some point in our life said something wrong about us. Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Right? So looking at Jesus, he's our example, how to respond and how to resist. He came from God for us on earth, pure, wise, bringing about the world of life for us. And you, humanity, look at the cross and see how we sent him back, right? You know, full of judgment, full of blood, full of gossip, and so on. So looking at Jesus, there is hope. There is hope that he's calling us to live a life similar to his, including our word of speaking, our word of behaving among our friends, among our family. So God bless us all and help us to, you know, start being a blessing for people around us. In Jesus' name I pray. Just end up with a little gossip about Ben. That evening, at that night, and this is a good tip for you guys, just to build him up. Exactly. I tell you what, Ben loves grilled sausages. So if you think of a good present for his next birthday, this is the tip. You will hit the mark. But you know what? Make them vegetarian. He will love it. Thank you very much. Amen. And Katrina will help us to end with a prayer. Thank you.